think the first thing to say is that there is an image of Waterloo in Britain as being a great battle that changed the fate of the world. And I'm a little bit reluctant to go along with this image. After all, the Napoleonic Wars had been a generational matter. I mean, a whole generation of people in certainly three countries, France, Britain and Austria, had been involved in the fighting. And these wars had technically come to an end in 2014, a year before Waterloo. The Congress of Vienna had met, peace terms were drawn up, Napoleon had abdicated and had been given, as a consolation prize, the Kingdom of Elba, where he had been living with a tiny army and two ships by way of a navy to defend himself against Barbary pirates for most of the previous year. It was the fact that Napoleon escaped, or chose to return to France, uninvited, clearly, unannounced, giving the Royal Navy the slip in the Mediterranean. It was that fact that was at the root of the Battle of Waterloo. So you could say that the Napoleonic Wars were over, but the great battle which really brought them to an end was Leipzig in 1813, against most of the continental powers, but Britain was not involved at Leipzig, and that the 100 days that followed Napoleon's return were the event which caused the Allies, still meeting at Vienna, to go into emergency session and to work out an emergency solution. Now, all four of the major Allied powers vowed that they would not tolerate Napoleon's return or his seizure of power or the empire in any form. Napoleon was very keen that he form a dynasty and so his son should take over, but Austria, Russia, Prussia and Britain were determined that that would not happen. So it was the determination of the powers not to allow Napoleon to re-enter the international arena that made it inevitable, it seems to me, that there would be conflict of some sort or another. Each of the four powers guaranteed 150,000 men to an army to fight Napoleon, and of the four, only Britain provided fewer because Britain had fewer at that particular time, and many of its units were in North America fighting the War of 1812 with the United States. So Britain was allowed to pay in cash for part of its contribution. But the four powers were each going to provide 150,000 men. This meant that Napoleon, who had about 120,000 altogether, but some of these for the defence of France's frontiers, that Napoleon was always going to be outnumbered, whether at Waterloo or anywhere else.